USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump heads to Dayton and El Paso as both cities mourn mass shootings. El Paso Police Spokesman Robert Gomez.
I've lived in El Paso my whole life, and El Paso is no like no other city that I've ever lived in or visited. The hospitality, the community that this city has is unbelievable and is very hard for people to understand unless they come and visit. They're doing well. They're supporting each other. We are working with the community, and they are working with us, and that's all that any police department or civic organization or city can expect.
In Dayton, Mayor Nan Whaley says she's pleased with Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's gun control proposals, including increased background checks.
He called me last night about this. We had a discussion about it. You know, he said, look, I don't know if these things would have changed Dayton, but I think Dayton happening has changed his movement on some of these things.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It's a mystery that you might just see on a TV show like The X-Files. The truth may be out there, but there's still no clear explanation for why a popular Facebook event page has suddenly disappeared. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
The event page dedicated to the tongue-in-cheek raid on Area 51 taken down by Facebook, but not before over 2 million people had signed up for the event that was planned for September 20th at the military installation in the Nevada desert. The event creator, Matthew Roberts, says the page was removed, he was told, because it violated community standards, but he was given no further explanation. Instead, Roberts says he's planning a festival to take place on the same day, but nowhere near that top secret base, but he says he set up a page for that event and it was also removed by Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and the Republican Party are suing the state of California over recent legislation requiring presidential candidates to file tax returns in order to stand in primaries. In two lawsuits, the plaintiffs said it was unconstitutional as it added an extra requirement to run for president. President Trump has refused to release his tax returns, saying they're under audit. California is the first state to succeed in passing such a law, though others under Democratic control have tried. This would apply to ballots for primary elections, but not the general election. The state is involved in more than 40 lawsuits against the Trump White House on issues such as environmental regulation and immigration. The first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Toni Morrison, born and raised in Lothian, Ohio, a prolific author, novelist, and essayist, but best known for her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Beloved, one example of her writings about strong female African-American characters. She said she wrote Beloved
to talk about a woman who had to make some choices about slavery, about motherhood, about love, about parenting. That had nothing to do with being a victim.
Morrison was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.